Lord, use me to bring glory and honor to you, Father. Lord, I speak whatever you want me to say. I speak it, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the call upon my life. Thank you for the anointing that you have placed me upon me and called me to do, Father. And Lord, I count it an honor. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We're finna get into the Word of God now. And what God wanted me to the minister on, healing is yours.
Yeah.
Okay? But before I get into that, I have a message for the church that God had put in my spirit the other night. He woke me up about 2 o'clock. And he told me that there's some things going on in the body of Christ that he's not pleased with. People are not living right. People are doing all kinds of things and they're going through the motions. They come to church pretending and go back home or wherever they go and take side with the enemy. God said he's not pleased with that. He didn't specifically call no name, but he told me to tell my people that it's time to change. Time is winding down. I don't know who it is. I don't want to know. I'm just a messenger.
Amen.
God wants you to change.
Yes.
Whoever it is, in TV land or wherever it is, God knows where you're at and God sees everything.
Right.
Don't think that you can hide. You can fool man,
yes,
but you can't fool God.
Yes.
God sees everything. He knows what's going on.
Yes.
The Bible says even a sparrow from the sky falls that he don't know about. A sparrow is a small bird.
Right.
Now how can you think that you escape from the Lord?
Amen.
You can't escape.
Amen.
So much sin had then crept into the church.
Yeah.
God knows this ain't my message, but God wanted me to give this, so I have to do it.
Amen.
We got people that are born again out there in the world pardoning and dealing with the sinners. And that's the wrong thing to do.
Yes.
See, you got to understand, Satan knows that he's no match for God. So what did he do? He tried to get the closest thing that God loved, and that is man.
Right.
He tried to get man to turn against God. So don't fall for it.
Right.
Sin is a price to pay.
Right.
The Word of God said if wages of sin is death, eternal life. And the gift of God is eternal life. And he said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And he even tell you, choose life. So why you want to go out there and jeopardize of being caught out there and going to hell? The Bible tell me that hell enlarges itself every day. Every day. I was talking to the Lord one day. I said, Lord, why do people want to go to hell? Because God showed me a vision of hell. I seen the people. If you don't believe it, don't make no difference. Still a change of fact. I know that I seen. I know what God showed me. And I seen the people in hell screaming and hollering. I was on 85 one day. I said, Lord, that's why people want to go to hell. And he told me, he said, son, he said, you see them cars on the northbound side. And there was a bumper to bumper. He said, people go to hell like that every day. Every day. But see, you got a choice. And you have a decision to make whether you want to spend eternity with God or in hell with Satan. Your choice. Your choice. But see, God loves you. God wants the best for you. Jesus did not die on the cross for nothing just to be doing something. He didn't do that. He did it for you. The Bible tells us that before the foundation of the world, God thought of you. You. Before the foundation of the world. He knew your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We serve a God that placed the stars in the heaven and called them by name.
Yeah.
Now how can you think that you can get away doing things? Living in sin. God says it's time to take a stand.
Yeah.
Come to the front of the line. Do what you're supposed to do as a woman and man of God. He gave you authority over the enemy. So what do you need to do? You need to use it. Use it. You got that authority. A lot of times we get a devil, that we let the devil run in our family, in situation. We give him too much leeway. He comes in and tear up a lot of stuff in the household. And what do? We have the power. Look, listen. The same spirit is inside of you that raised Jesus from the dead. Now, why are you going to let the devil come into your house, tear your house up, bring division between you and your wife, and then you're going to come to church and act like ain't nothing happened? That's not going to, that ain't going to work. You got to get it together. Because if y'all got division, and when you pray, ain't nothing going to happen. You got to be in unity. And that's what God wants. God wants his people to live right, to live a holy lifestyle. Because when you say that you're a Christian, you represent the Lord Jesus Christ. People are looking at your lifestyle. When I first got saved, and my wife would tell you, I was so on fire. Then I messed around and messed up. Okay? A guy come to me, my cousin came to me. He said, man, what happened to you, man? He said, man, I was watching you, man. He said, man, I was watching your lifestyle, man. He said, man, you was on fire. What happened? I told him what happened. I fell. But you know what? I repented and got it right. I didn't stay down and wallow in it. I told God, no more. No more. I will not go back again. Because without the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't even want to live. I'll be honest with you. Because without God, you have nothing. And you can do nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't think.
Come on now.
Because you're getting wealth and you prospering that you're doing it on your own. No. God said, all the gold and silver is mine. Even the cattle on a thousand hill belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's just letting you use the finance down here in the earth. But everything belongs to him.
Amen.
The Bible also tells me that we are bought with a price. That we are not our own. So don't think that you belong to yourself, because you don't. God is a God that he loves his people and he take care of his own. But see, we got to get on the right track. I don't know who it is, but you know. Now is the time to get it right while you're breathing. Because once you take your last breath, it's a done deal. If you ain't got Jesus, I mean, I believe in calling a spade a spade. You know, I don't believe in saying straddle the fence. No, to me, you either save or you ain't. Point blank. So you got to call it like it is. Like my granddad always told me, if they ain't bleeding, they all right. Yes, sir. I'd rather hurt a person's feeling than to see them end up in hell. Because I know once you get there, there's no return. And what I've seen, God knows you don't want to go there. The Bible said that it's not God's will for any to perish, but all come to repentance. But see, the thing about that, everybody's not going to come to repentance. Why? Because they want to do their own thing. Yeah, they want to run out of worldly things. That ain't going to get it. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to let people know time is winding up. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. If you want to change, God will change you. I heard people say, well, you know, I've always been like this. Well, if you always been like that, you can change if you want to. I change. We all in here change. We all in here with sinners and doing wrong things, committing sin and all kinds of whatever the case may be. But God changed us. And the reason why God changed us, because we want to be changed.
Amen.
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 But God wants things to be right.
That's right.
In the body of Christ.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes right now you can't even tell the church from the world. I seen it. I talk to people. I travel a lot. I drive tractor trailer. I travel a lot. I talk to people that they say they're saved. I don't judge a person. What I do, I listen to them. And if it don't line up with the word of God, I don't agree with it.
Amen.
That's what I do. I don't judge people. The Bible says judge not. So if you speak the word, if you start talking and then I see you doing something else and it don't add up with what God say, no, that's not right. I decide to believe God.
Amen.
The Bible said, let God be true and every man a lie.
Yeah.
So we got to get it right. We got to get it right. Because too many people are dying and going to hell. And God knows, God gave me a passion for the sick. When I see my brothers and sisters sick, it bothers me. I just be want to pray for them. I just be want to lay hands on them. That's why I preach healing a lot. Yeah, we all have issues. The devil attacks our body. Right. But we got to remember what the word said. We walk by faith and not by sight. By his stripes, we were healed. If Jesus said that, it's a done deal. We got to take it and go with it. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. But I want you to know there's things going on in the body of Christ. There are things going on at the household that you need to get right. You need to stop acting and do the right thing. The only thing you got to do is have a made up mind. When you got born again, you made your mind up. I want Jesus. And look what happened. You're born again now. Don't listen to the devil. He's going to talk to you. He's going to tell you this. He's going to tell you that. Well, you can do this. Ain't nobody going to find out. That's a lie. Like I said before, God sees all. You can't hide nothing from him. You might come in here and fool everybody else, fool pastor. But God knows. God knows. But see, he's trying to get you out there.
Yes.
And once he gets you out there, and you get so far out there, and then he's going to try to take you out.
That's right.
And then when he take you out, what you going to say? A lot of people that went back on God, the first thing they do when something come up, will you pray for me? They call on the Lord. Church, we got to get it right.
Yes.
Too many people dying and go to hell.
Yes.
How many people do you minister to when you go out somewhere? How many people do you tell about Jesus?
Yes.
When I talk to people, I listen to the Holy Spirit. I don't just walk up to a guy and say, hey, man, if you're born again, you want to get saved? No, I don't do that. I talk to him. We start talking. In some way, the Holy Spirit will open up a door for me to minister to that person. God sent me one day, sent me all the way to Virginia to get one person. One person. That been a few years ago. I'll never forget it. And once I got, like I say, I'm a track trailer driver. Once I got empty, I went to a truck stop. And it was a young guy there. He was waxing on his truck, cleaning the rim and stuff. And he started cussing, man. He was cussing like a sailor. Just cussing. I was just standing up there. You know, me and was talking. He started cussing. Then he turned and said, man, you know what? Out of the blue. He said, I thank God every day for waking me up. That was my door right there. I walked in that door. And I talked to that young man. And I couldn't get a load. Every time I tried to get a load, she didn't have them there. So I spent the night up there, me and him. We spent the night up there. And we were sitting in Bojangles. He said, man, he said, you don't let nothing bother you. I said, no, man. I said, you know what? I said, I'm a minister, man. He said, oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know you was a preacher. I said, yeah. I said, but you know what? I can't make you talk the way I want you to talk. Say what I want you to say. Nah. And then he told me and him was sitting in Bojangles one morning. And we was eating breakfast. And he said, man, you know what? I said, what's that? He said, I want what you got. Just like that. I said, you know what? You can have it. And I said, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And I said, right now, man, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I said, I'm going to pray with you. I said, you ain't praying the same prayer to me. You praying to the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior.
Right.
I said, now, people's all around. I said, we go grab hands right here and I'm going to pray for you. Man, that young man grabbed my hand, dropped his head, closed his eye, and got born again. And believe it or not, when that man got born again, my computer said, beep, I had a load. Time for me to go. It was time for me to go. My service was no longer needed because that's what God sent me to do. He sent me to get that guy. And I told him just like this, like I always tell him. I said, well, I said, if I don't see you again, I'll see you in heaven.
Yeah.
And that's the way I always leave him. That's the way I always leave him, brother. But man, we got to get it right, man. We got to get it right. We got to put God first before everything. And then another thing is, man, we got to learn how to talk to one another.
Yeah.
As born again believers, I listen to Christians, how they talk to people, man. Flying off the handle. That's not right.
That's right.
That's not right. We're supposed to walk in love.
Right.
You're a changed person. Now, old man is dead and buried. But a lot of times we want to pick him up, dig him up, put him on the back and walk with him. Have him on the back dragging him. The Bible said, when a person do that, say just like a dog returning to his own vomit. That's scripture. We got to get it right.
Amen.
We got to get it right, brothers and sisters. God loves you.
Yes.
Jesus paid the ultimate price.
Yes.
And people think that they're going to live any kind of way and walk into heaven. It'll never happen. Jesus went through too much.
Amen.
He went through too much because he loved you. And we need to just get back on track and get it right and do the right thing. I mean, when I preach, I'm preaching to myself, too. But God woke me up that night, and he talked to me, and he talked to me, and God knows when I woke up out of that sleep, my eyes are wide open, just like I never went to sleep. I was just laying there like, uh-oh, I know what's going to happen now. But that's the way God deal with me. He wake me up 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, stuff like that. And I lay there and I listen. Everything's silent. My wife be over there snoring. God speaks to me. I thank God for the call upon my life. A lot of times God showed me things before it happened. I don't ask for it. It's just something that he does to me. And I can go on and on and tell you some things. But God showed me some things happened. And I told the person. God spoke to me and told me to tell this guy if he don't stop drinking, he gonna die. I told him. And when I told him, I was crying. Because I knew I heard from God. And he looked at me. He got mad. Years went on. The man died. He didn't stop drinking. He died walking the road and got hit by a car. That was years ago. But God is a just God. God is a God of a second chance, third chance, fourth time, on and on and on. His wife told me that when she got to him, that he was dead. If you don't have a heartbeat, you're dead, right? He didn't have a heartbeat. They got him back. They shocked him. They got him back. He died 3 times side the road. He got him back. But God is, he had a praying wife. God got him back. God gave him a second chance. When that guy seen me, he walked up to me and just grabbed me, hugged me. Brother, I love you. I love you. So I say that to say this. If God give you a message to give to a person, you give that person that message.
That's right.
Don't try to deviate from it. Don't care how you feel. Say, well, Lord, they might get mad. Don't care if they get mad. You do what God say.
Right.
You take it and you give it to them.
Amen.
See, you let God do the rest.
Amen.
Because I wanted people to get saved so bad I'd be talking to them and they wouldn't listen. And I told God, I said, Lord, I just want to crack the head open. Put it in it. I just want them to get saved. The Lord said, you tell them what I say. and I do the rest. Just like that. I ain't had a problem with it since. I ain't had a problem. But we got to get it right. We got to get it right. You might walk out here today, and it might be the last time I talk to you. We never know. We never know. This ain't no time to be playing. Time is winding down. You can look at the time. The time is changing. It's coming to a close. People don't want to admit it. But see, if God said it, it gonna happen. God just don't use words just to be using words. If God said it, it gonna happen. And I believe that. I didn't see the hand of God move so many times. I know what God can do. Because that's the only reason I stand before you today. Because of him. That's the only reason. Plenty of time the devil tried to take me out. When I was staying in my truck there, my exhaust system broke. I was in there sleeping, my truck running. I woke up. I was so sick. My buddies come there knocking on the door. Say, hey, man, get up, you know, because I drive flatbed. So, you know, we got to take tarps off and fold them up. I got out of my car. I got out of the truck. I was so sick. I laid up on the side of the trailer. They said, man, what's wrong, preacher man? Because they call me preacher man. That's my handle. He said, what's wrong, preacher man? I said, man, I'm sick, man. I'm nauseated, man. I said, I'm going to get back in the truck and lay down. He said, no, man. He said, stay out here in the air. The more I stayed out in the air, I felt better. And come to find out, my exhaust system had a bad leak in it. And I was in that truck sleep. Had the windows roll up, air condition going. No, it was doing the winter. I had the heat going, and I was in there sleep. But God woke me up.
Amen.
Woke me up. Quite a few times the devil tried to take me out. But you know, God said, no, it's not his time. You're not going to touch him. But brothers and sisters, I'm tell you, God loves you. Now is the time to change. Change now while you're breathing,
yes.
While you're walking around.
Yes.
Now is time to change.
Yes.
We have a choice. Life is a choice. Like I tell my boys, I say, always make good decisions. You can make the wrong decision and cost you your life. Make good decisions. You can make the wrong decision and cause you in hell. See, I'm not afraid to speak the word hell and talk about hell. Because I've seen what's down there. I know what it's like. God showed it to me. I'm not making it up. I wouldn't make it up. And that been years ago when God showed me that vision, and it's just like it happened yesterday. I'll never forget it. That's why I preach hell. That's why I talk to people about hell, because I don't want people to go. I have a passion for people. I love people. When you're in the ministry, that's what you do. You deal with people. You deal with people with different kinds of attitude. You got to know how to deal with people. You got to. But we're going to get into the message. Healing is yours. That's the title of my message. And you know, when I was studying, and a lot of us know this story pretty well. And it's the woman with the issue of blood. Okay? A lot of us right now is believing God for healing. I believe in God to touch our body. I got something going on with us. God is a God of love, and God is a God of healing. Why do God heal? God heals because he loves. But see, you got to realize when it comes to healing, there's principles. There's principle about healing. One thing, you got to watch what you say. You got to watch how you talk.
Yeah.
Words.
That's right.
Because you are dealing with a spiritual foundation. You might say some words, but later on he'll come back. See, this lady right here, The woman with the issue of blood, I found out that she had more than that issue. She had a lot of other issues. But see, we're going to read this thing right here. Okay, first I'm going to go to this one right here. Okay, Mark 1, verse 40. Okay. I want you to see something. Okay. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hand, and touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be clean. That's what I want you to see right there. I am willing.
Yeah.
So anytime the devil attacks your body, remember that God said, I am willing. Yeah. See, a lot of times we read things and overlook the little things, the most important things. Okay, when we run over here to Mark 5:25-27, that's the woman with the issue of blood. She had a lot of things going on with her. Not only the issue of blood, but she had other things happening to her.
Let's see. Mark 5.
Okay. Start at verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus himself knew in himself the power had gone out, and turned around and said, who touched me? Now, she suffered many things from many physicians. So that tells me that she had more than one thing going on. But you know what? The most important thing that we overlook, she didn't quit. She kept pressing. She made a stand. Brothers and sisters, when you're receiving your healing, you got to make a stand. You don't look at the situation or how things going or what the case may be. You don't look at that. We walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of times seem like everything around us is falling down, but you still walk by faith. That's the only way that you get God to move. Faith. When she touched him, but see, she kept telling herself. I was reading the other night, and I got a little book about Charles Capps. And I was reading, and what he was saying, that she was stubborn. The woman was stubborn. Why was she stubborn? Because during that time in the Jewish law, if you would come out with an issue of blood, they consider you unclean. Okay? And the rulers could have you stoned to death. But see, when she made that bold move, Jesus was on the way to Jairus' house, to heal Jairus' daughter. But see, she took a chance. You know, she had to battle against fear. I mean, she. I'm pretty sure that her head was telling her, yeah, you ain't going to be healed. It ain't going to work. But she didn't quit. She kept pushing. She kept pushing. She kept pushing. No matter what, she had made up in her mind and she made a decision. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to get my healing. If I got to stay down on my knees all day, I'm going to get my healing. And then on the top of that, you got to realize when you lose a lot of blood, you get weak. And she was weak, but she didn't quit.
That's right.
You know, she had a point of contact. And the point of contact was when she touched Jesus with her faith. That's what stopped Jesus. You can get down on your knees. You can pray. You can cry for 40 days. If you don't have faith to touch the Lord, ain't nothing going to happen. I tell you that now.
Right.
Because the Bible tells you, without faith, it's impossible to please Him.
Right.
So you got to have faith. You got to have faith. See? Well, see, the thing about it, you don't wait. You don't wait till something happen to start to try to activate your faith. You work at that thing while ain't nothing going on. You begin to build your faith. See, the word of God says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what do? You get into the word. You listen to tapes. You read the word of God. You keep the word of God before your eyes. The word of God is like a medicine. That's just like if you go to the doctor and he give you some pills to take. Okay? You take them pills on a daily basis. The word of God, same way. Same way. You take the word of God and you put it before your eyes and you don't let it leave. And you read that thing, man, and you read that thing and you get it down in you. That's what you do. You get it down in you. Don't you let it go. See, the devil might tell you, well, it ain't going to work. You still sick. Well, you say, you know what? I'm going to believe God. I might be sick, but I'm going to believe God. And God said, by His stripes, I'm healed. I'm healed. You don't walk by how you feel. Pain might be racking your body. But God's word is true. And that's what we got to do. We got to stick to the word of God, regardless of what. Don't care what goes on. Well, see, a lot of things, and what we do, we mess us up because we'll go to somebody that ain't saved and tell them the situation. I mean, you run into the wrong one. When something going on, you run to Jesus. You don't run away from Him. You know? Why go into a person that ain't saved and trying to talk to them about your situation? They don't know. They don't know the Lord. Yeah. See? I mean, and then you run back to somebody that's born again, trying to tell them, that's a double-minded person.
That's right.
The word of God says a double-minded person receives nothing from the Lord.
Nothing.
So we need to think about what we're doing. Look at the word of God and judge that situation by that. That lady, she didn't quit. She had to fight through the crowd. And like I said before, she didn't care what it take, that she will get her healing. She kept telling herself, if I can only touch it, I receive my healing. If I only touch His garment, if I can only touch His garment. That's what, when I read the little book about Caps, and he was saying that she kept repeating it to herself.
That's right.
She kept repeating it to herself until she got that thing down in her. She seen hope. And then hope become faith. And she kept saying it. She kept saying it until she got to Him. And when she touched Him, what did Jesus do? He stopped. Who touched me? Well, see, His disciples didn't know what He was talking about when He said, who touched me? Mr. Master, all these people against you? I mean, what do you mean? Everybody, I mean crowd, everywhere Jesus went, he grew a crowd. He drew a crowd now. And when he stopped, that lady touched Him with faith. That's why He stopped.
That's right.
He said, who touched me? And when she came up, He knew it. He knew it. See, that's the only thing gonna move the hand of God. It's faith. It's faith. My wife back there, she's a living testimony that God heals. God knows I can tell y'all some story of what the doctor told me about my wife. Wife called me one day. God knows she was crying. I was up in the mountain. I was coming back home, and she went to have a mammogram, and that Saturday, she said, "Babe," she said, "Ma, I'm hurting right here." I said, "Well, baby, you might need to go back to the doctor and let them see." So she went back to the doctor. And that Monday, I was gone. She called me. She was crying. And I said, "Babe, what's wrong?" And she told me that they seen a mass. I was up there by myself. Things started running through my head. I said, "Oh, Lord Jesus." Started crying. Holy Spirit spoke up to me and said, "This is no time to cry. This is warfare." Amen. That's just what he said. Amen. He said, "This ain't no time to cry. This is warfare."
Amen.
And I began to mind God, what he said in his word. And me and my wife, we touched and agreed and we talked. God said, "Two or three touch and agree. Whatever you ask in his name, it shall be done."
Yeah.
But see, you can't doubt when you do it.
That's right.
You got to touch in faith.
That's right. Yeah.
And you don't need to be running around asking people and telling people what's going on about your business.
Right.
Because you don't need nobody to talk doubt and unbelief.
That's right.
You don't need nobody talking about, "Well, you know what, so-and-so got this. I don't know how they're going to make it." You don't need that.
That's right.
No, you don't need that. You need people that go to grab on to you.
Yeah.
And I go to hang on to God's word and believe what God said, and y'all go to agree together, and y'all go to stand together. You don't need nobody talking doubt and unbelief.
No.
Nobody. That's why when anything come up, me and my wife, it's a few people we call. We don't call everybody. Because everybody's not on the same level of faith when it comes to healing, you know. So that's what you got to do. And so my wife, we prayed about that thing, and my wife went back to the doctor. Doc took another mammogram, came back in. I believe he took another one because he wasn't sure. Because when he got back, he couldn't find that. And then the nurse said, "What did you do?" And my wife told him, said, "God did it."
Yeah.
And she said, and she told my wife, my wife told me, she told my wife, she said, "I know what I seen. I know it was there."
Amen.
But God said, "No more."
Amen.
It was gone. Amen. It was gone. God did. I mean, that just one of the things. That woman back there, she's a walking testimony. God told her she had an undercurable disease. She was crying. And I told her just like this right here. I said, "Look at me." Just like that. I said, "Stop crying." I said, "Whose report do you believe?"
Yeah.
That's what I told her. I said, "Whose report do you believe?" She said, I believe the portal of the Lord. I said, "Stop crying." And we prayed about that situation. She went back to the doctor. And nothing happened. She went back again. Still the same. She went back again. Still the same. Went back again. The doctor took tests. He come back and he told my wife, he said, "You know what?" He said, "I took the sensitive test that I can take and I don't see nothing." God, brother, sister, I'm telling you, God will do it. But you got to believe God.
Right.
Whatever you believe in God for, don't quit.
Right.
Do like the woman with the issue of blood. She didn't quit.
That's right.
She made a decision. And that's what we got to do today. When you believe in God for a miracle, and God's still in the miracle business.
Yes, that's right.
And you just got to hold on and keep pressing on.
Yes.
And don't look at what's going on around you. Because
yes.
God is a healer.
Yes.
And I want to see my brother and sister here. Because it bothers me when I see my brother and sister not here. It do. It bothers me. Any sick person I see, it bothers me.
Right.
You know. That's why when I preach so much about healing, because I know what God placed in me. I know what God called me to do. You know, I know what he called me to do. So that's why I do what I do. You know. Faith come by hearing by the word of God. You might hear a message over and over. But the more time you hear that message, your faith go build. Your faith go build. And that's what you do when you read the Word of God. You get the Word of God and you can read it. And you can go back and read it again and you'll find something different that you missed. Amen. And that's what we got to do, brothers and sisters. We got to hang in there. Can't quit. We can't deviate. Just like the Word say, you got to set your mind like a flint. A flint is a hard stone. Don't change. Don't turn. That's what we got to do. And we're going to go on to another one right here. I ain't through yet. Okay, Mark 10, 47. Mark 10, 47. That's what I want to start here. And we all know the story of blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus was a beggar that he sat beside the road and he begged. But that day, one day he heard about Jesus, that Jesus was coming by. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out even more. Yes. Now this man trying to get his healing and other people tell him to hush. But the Bible said that he cried out even more. Notice the first time that he cried out, didn't nothing happen. He began to cry out even more. And then the Bible tell me that Jesus stopped, stood still. He said, "Bring him to me." Do you know what happened? When he began to cry out, he cried out in faith. And that's what stopped Jesus. Jesus, bring him to me. See, that's what happened right there. You got all the evidence right here that faith works. Faith moved the hand of God. And that's what we got to do, man. We got to walk in faith. We got to believe God. We got to believe God. When I had pneumonia back in about 3 weeks ago, I had pneumonia. It's the fourth time I had pneumonia. I laid in that bed. Fever went up to 104. And I was sick. Coughing, chest rattling. The devil said, "You ain't gonna be healed. Look at you now." Yeah, he was talking. But you know what I told him? I don't look at the situation. I believe God. I know what God is gonna do. Because God had raised me up many times. God raised me up. Yeah. And I tell people all the time, that's why I stand before you today. Because a lot of people don't know where I've been. They don't know what I've been through. God had raised me up. Paramedic told me one time, I was supposed to be dead. He said, "A man like you got asthma and you had COBRA, as bad as you had it. Stayed out of work a month and 3 days. Stayed in the bed 21 days plus. About 13 days, I couldn't even eat a bite. I had to have appetite. My wife was afraid. She told me she's a bad, I was scared. But I was taking them breathing treatments for asthma. And it kept my lungs open. She didn't want to take me to the hospital because she knew that they would put me on a ventilator. And she couldn't be with me. But I talked to the Lord. See, when you know the Word of God, you can stand on the Word of God. When you know what God said about a situation, you can stand on it. And you can remind God of His Word. God wants you to remind Him of His Word. He already know what He said, but He wants you to say it. He want to have it come from you. I said, "Lord, I should live and not die to declare the salvation of the Lord." That's what I told God. And I left it alone. And I laid there, even though didn't nothing happen, I was there. I told God what He said, but I can tell y'all this. When I told God that, I seen a man dressed in white. I'll never forget it. He looked like he was a mile away from me. I can tell you everything about it. I was laying up there just like that, looking at him. I wasn't afraid. It was no fear. I was just peace. I was looking at him. He was walking towards me. But he never got to me. But after that, I started recovering.
Yeah.
I told my wife. I told my that was my healing right there.
Right there.
That was my healing. I knew what it was. I told my wife. I told my wife, baby, you know what? I said, I want something to eat. She said, what you want, baby? I said, I want you to go to KFC and get me two pieces of chicken and some and some slaw. That's all I want. No bread. Just two pieces of chicken and some cold slaw. That's all I want. She said, Lord, my husband getting well. That's what she said. But yeah, but she would come in there. She would come in that room. And she was, 24/7. She'd come in there. She'd check my temperature. She'd check my oxygen level. She's a baby, oxygen level down. We got to get it up like that, right? And she come in there. She said, baby, don't you down me. That was what she told me. She said, don't you down me.
That's right.
And this is what I said. I couldn't hardly talk. I said, I ain't going to die.
That's right.
I couldn't say no louder. My lungs hurt so bad. I said, I ain't going to die. I said, I ain't going to die, baby. Just like that. But she would come in that room. She would get up through the night, come in that room, check me. Check my temperature. Check my oxygen level. She said, baby, don't you down me. I said, I ain't going to die. I said, I ain't going to die. But God raised me up. I thank God every day from raising me up. Oh, man. But see, I know what God can do. I didn't see the hand of God move. I know what God can do. I don't care what nobody else say. I thank God for doctors. God knows I thank God for doctors. But God raised me up. And I thank God every day, ever since that happened. I thank God all the time about for that. Because I could have checked out of here. And during the time when I was recovering, people all around me were dying from it. People down the road were dying. I mean, families. I mean, husband and wife dying. I mean, probably about 2 or 3 miles from where I stayed. Wife take me outside. Babe, you want to go outside? I said, yeah. I lost 20 pounds. I walked that day. I couldn't stay up too long because I was so weak. She'd take me outside in the yard, walk around a little bit, and I said, baby, I got to go back and lay down, sit down. I said, I can't. I'm weak. She'd take me back in the house. But she stood with me. I called her my nurse. I said, that's my nurse right there. She take care of me. She take care of me. Thank God for her. Yeah, that's my sweetie. Yeah. Yeah, but I tell you, man, I mean, God is so good, brother. Yeah, and God is so good. But, you know, the people that are believing for healing, this is what I want to ask you right now. Whose report are you going to believe?
Amen.
That's what I'm asking you.
Amen.
And you need to ask yourself that. Whose report I'm going to believe? Because God is a healer. God will raise you up. Don't look at the situation. You might be down right now, but that don't mean you got to stay there. Because you got to look at the God that we serve. We serve an awesome God. And always remember, God wants you to live a godly lifestyle. He don't want you to live any kind of way. Because you can lay down tonight and take your last breath. You never know. That's something to think about. That's something to think about. But you know, when I was out there in the world and I wasn't saved, I had sense enough that when I would come home at night, I would be committing sin and doing things I ain't got no business. I was a little teenager, running wild. I come home at night. I go to bed. But you know what? Before I go to bed, I said, Lord, please don't let me die. I will say that. I will say it. Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Please don't let me die. I didn't know no better. Then the next day, I go out and do the same thing again. Yeah, that come from not knowing. But I thank God. I thank God for y'all. And I know that whoever heard this message, I really believe that they're going to make a decision to change. Because I can tell you right now, hell is a place that you don't want to be. You got to remember, once in hell, there's no escape. You totally separated from God. And hell is this. I was reading the other night, God said something about hell three times. Remember, Pastor always said, when God says something more than one time about a situation, you better listen. Yeah. You better listen. Yeah. But I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to minister to y'all, stand before y'all. I count it an honor to do this. I love it. I love what I do. I love talking to people, especially talking to them about Jesus. Sometimes I wake up at nighttime and I have dreams about them preaching. I mean, ministering, you know. I wake up sometime at night saying, in the name of Jesus. I wake up, man, what's going on here? Yeah, for real, you know. Because the Bible says, in the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Because what's in you, it will come out sooner or later. But we got to live a godly lifestyle. Too much stuff going on. Either you save or you ain't. Ain't such a thing as straddle the fence. You know. So I'm getting ready to close. So right now, I want to speak to the people. Out there in television land. If you're saying right now, say, Brother Melvin, I want to be born again.